coconut banana chocolate cake or choco banana pie. Raw food is food with a lot of power, and generally we humans are too weak to eat a lot of raw food. We already eat salads, fruit and smoothies which are raw, so it's a good idea to make a warm sugarless oven pie that tastes sweet and natural and is easy for everybody to digest. When you eat this instead of a sugar bomb pie, it might improve your health. Make your own muesli and oatmeal flour. As a dough, oatmeal and muesli are great components. Pulverize it in a blender. Make this flour into dough with boiling hot water and a fork. Then it becomes less raw and the dough also becomes very elastic in structure, which makes it very thin. This dough can be eaten even without baking, but if you bake it for 20 minutes, it's just as healthy and tastier. The pie and the filling become more one. So challenge the sugar habits. As sweeteners, banana is sweet enough. Extra stevia tea, cinnamon tea, palm sugar might be used to make it more sweet. The idea of a sweet pie is that it should taste really nice and sweet. It should be enjoyable, but we challenge ourselves to leave out refined sugar and create something with medicinal ingredients only. So firstly, the raw pie variety. This cake variety is made without using the oven. Instead of 30 minutes in the oven, this cake has to be put in the refrigerator for 30 minutes before it's ready. Raw cakes must be refrigerated for 24 hours. But this is not a raw cake, because we have used boiling hot water to prepare the dough. And raw does not mean better in a medicinal way, or that it contains more nutrients. Actually, cooked food contains more nutrients that are available to the body. Nutrients are bound to fibers, and the heating process ensures that fibers let the nutrients go more easily. And that is why it is questionable whether raw food is actually more healthy than cooked food. With raw food, the body has to work much harder to get the nutrient it needs. So this cake dough with hot water, we use muesli for this, but it's also possible with oatmeal or a combination of these two. That you have to find out yourself what's the best combination for you. Other flours like buckwheat is also an option. The cake base is not baked but heated, and the process is as follows. So put the muesli and the oatmeal in a blender and make it into a flour. Put the powder together with some olive oil or coconut oil in a bowl to mix it into a dough. The oil makes the dough more elastic, and it assures that the filling is even more difficult to penetrate through the cake to the bottom. So using oil is actually optional. The bun can be made without oil, but it's more difficult to knead. And you can also actually use coconut cream. So I made a pie, used coconut cream instead of oil for the dough, and that gives the dough good structure as well. So pour hot cinnamon tea over the powder and the oil. So first you put the cinnamon tea over it. You use cinnamon tea because it's already sweet and gives the cake good taste. Make this tea by adding boiling water to cinnamon sticks, broken cinnamon sticks of course, and leave it for 12 hours. You can warm the cinnamon tea in a pan or boil hot water with a little concentrated cinnamon tea. And with an iron fork, you can knead the dough, and after 5 minutes of kneading, the dough is ready to be put in the baking tin of your choice. Puff pastry variety. You can also put very thin yufka puff pastry on the bottom of the baking tin. This puff pastry is available in Turkish shops or Mediterranean supermarkets. And if you use yufka, you get a puff pastry bottom that makes it more steady. and more easy to hand. But please note, puff pastry is made from white flour and therefore not healthy. Though we are using very healthy substances already, such as muesli and oatmeal, it's important to know that it's not wise to forbid yourselves kinds of food in a fundamentalistic way, because you're already preparing meals yourself, and that's the first step into using food in a medicinal way. The muesli spreads, the muesli dough spreads as thinly as possible in the baking tin, and you can press it with your hands, and it needs to be no more than 1 centimeter thick. Actually, it can be much thinner because the muesli dough has been hot, it's more elastic. And the filling is very easy to make. You spread the filling over this dough base. The recipe for the filling is very simple. So peel 1.5 kilos of bananas and mix it, put it in a blender and mix it with 5 large tablespoons of cocoa. Pulse the blender a few times, and sometimes it's a good equal mass in just 3 or 10 seconds. And if there are no small pieces of banana in it, it's already good. In many cases, depending on the blender type, there's no need for adding water because banana is already soft enough. But do not leave the blender on too long because the filling might become too watery. And then the filling, the cake, it will look like a dark chocolate custard, you know. If it's not dark enough, you add more cocoa. You can do this, put this over the dough that you have put in the oven dish. Make sure the dough is standing upwards on the outside. And then you can put it in the oven for 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, depending on your oven. As an alternative option, you can put the same cake in the fridge for 30 minutes so that you have an almost raw cold cake, which can also be nice, especially in the tropics or in the summer. So enjoy your medicine, enjoy your chocolate cake.